I'm Charmaine Winter, and the name of my company, uniquely enough, is Charmaine Winter Interiors, Inc. And I also add bespoke on there because I do have a design studio. And I decided to call my design studio bespoke when I had to pay for my signage, and it's per letter. Charmaine is 9 letters. So, yeah, the studio quickly became bespoke. And I like it because it differentiates me. I'm here in South Lake, Texas, and I find many people are not familiar with the terminology of bespoke. They don't know what bespoke means. As a matter of fact, here, many of them call it bespoke, the way it's spelled. And I have an opportunity then to explain to them that bespoke really just means tailor-made or custom. And I like to be known because my studio, which is open to the public, is a place where there are custom elements. There's always going to be a surprise, something distinctly different.
The Joining Crowd Business Podcast is brought to you by Joining Crowd, digital business cards. Does your business card make it easy for your clients to refer you new business? Discover a business card that is proven to help you grow your business. Make friends, grow your network, and stay connected. It's time to join in crowd. Sent with love from Joining Crowd.
Hey there, podcast listeners. This is Joseph Hecker, host of the Join In Crowd Business Podcast. Now, I was recently out in the Houston, Texas area, and I got a meetup with an interior design mover and shaker, Charmaine Winter. Charmaine invited me onto Clubhouse, and I had a wonderful time jumping on a Clubhouse session with her and her group. She is a powerhouse, so it was such a pleasure to meet up with her in person, hang out again. It had been a little bit. The last time we got to connect was out in High Point, and so good seeing her, good spending time with her. So I was excited to be able to cut this episode with her and kind of introduce her. If you guys don't know her, you should. And if you do know her, then you already get it. So without further ado, let's jump into this episode. Hey, Charmaine, thank you so much for being on the Join In Crowd Business Podcast. Can you share kind of an overview or a little bit about your company?
Joseph, thank you so much for having me. I'm an interior designer. I like to think of myself as a visionary. I create and craft distinctive, luxurious, livable interior spaces. And I'm known for that. Most of my work has that overall flavor, that signature. There's always an elegance, if you would, to the interior, even if I'm doing a urban country style. I also have another component to my company, and that is I opened up a retail studio, and I call it Bespoke. Bespoke is my answer to the consumer. It gives them an opportunity to have a window into the life of custom design. So it's for the husband who maybe he and his wife have hired me, and he's looking for something different, and oops, it's an anniversary, and he wants to get her something. He can hop in and know that I have their entire palette of selections in my files, and I would be able to make expert suggestion as to something that she wanted that they didn't get the first go around. It's for someone who's looking to personalize their home with an element in there that they won't see at their friend's home. So I love Bespoke, and I love that people can come in and browse and there's something distinctly different every single time. Other than that, I do turnkey relocation design. That's my special niche. I'm a transplant to Texas from Toronto, Canada, and I found when I came here, the environment and everything is so different here in the southern U.S. And so I started doing my marketing, and I realized that most of the designers, their portfolios did not look like mine. So I can only showcase what I do. And I did. And I found there was a real market for that. People who were moving here, relocating to Texas, who didn't want old world. They were looking for a cleaner sensibility. They found that with my portfolio. So I do a lot of turnkey relocation from folks who are coming here from California or from Boston, the Cape. They tend to round out my portfolio. I do kitchen and bath design as well. And then my other sweet spot, because I do have a background in hospitality design, I do a lot of vacation rental investment properties.
Very well. I am a study of business models. And in the design field, a lot of designers tend to focus on the design part. But as a retail location, you also have other benefits when purchasing from manufacturers, and you create a deeper relationship with those manufacturers because you have that showroom space.
So absolutely.
I love all of that. And there's a strategy behind it, which I love. So so how'd you get started in your business? What kind of got the whole thing going?
Joseph, you know, I didn't realize that all little girls did not wake up every Saturday morning and rearrange their bedroom. That was just my thing. My family knew it and accepted it. They knew that it was Saturday morning. They would awake to sounds of Charmaine moving furniture. And I was an itty-bitty little thing. And so my mom would always marvel that, how did I move all that heavy big box sets? And, you know, my mom and my dad shared with me years later that they would have bets. They'd be like, okay, this is the week that she will have to repeat a layout. And my mom said, I never did. So I've always done it. Later, when my parents got divorced, that was, I think, the most eye-opening time for me, because my dad took most of the living room furniture. And my mom used to love to entertain, and she had all the ladies in from church, and she was a phenomenal cook and just a great housekeeper, kind of like an early Martha Stewart. And my mom would, so everyone would come over whenever she would invite someone to, hey, would you like to come for a Sunday dinner? No one ever said no. The ladies came over, and my mom was in the kitchen doing what she does, and then the ladies came in and they said, oh, I love what you've done to the house, Harriet. You know, it's amazing. This is beautiful. My mom looked up and she goes, what are you talking about? They said, the living room looks amazing. It's beautiful. And my mom said, Charmaine did it. And I'll never forget, I was probably around 14 at that time. And one of the ladies turned and she said to me, she said, you've got yourself a budding interior decorator. I hadn't heard that term, Joseph. But I searched it out, and yeah, ultimately that's what I do.
Yeah, I love that. And strangely enough, people in sales, when you kind of dig back, they didn't just start a job in sales. They were selling their parents a long time ago. So it's cool to see that this was just part of your being, and then you actually pursued it. So great job.
My DNA, yeah, absolutely.
What are a few things that people might not know about either you or your business?
Okay. Well, most people do not know that the last place I want to be found is in the kitchen. I do a lot of kitchen and bath design. So I think, and I advise on the best way to utilize a kitchen so that it's functioning for the end users. And so I think many of my clients would be surprised to learn that I really rather not cook. Now I can cook. And so I do major events to appease the family. I'll do holidays and so forth. You know, I'll do the big events, but the day-to-day, I much rather be found dining out somewhere. So that's key. I'm a diner. I love to go out and eat out. And so that's my preferred location. That's one. Two, I do not swim. And that comes as a big surprise to many folks, because I am found in and around water all the time. I love to get on a boat. I do all types of water activities, but I cannot swim. And interestingly enough, I taught my children to swim as well. So the mechanics are there. I don't know. It's a trust factor, maybe.
It is, and it's a fear of a lot of people, so you're not alone. And also, I'll clarify, so you can be a kitchens and bath designer,
yes,
because the knowledge that you need isn't that you're a career chef, that nobody's hiring you to be a career chef, but you know the manufacturers, you know the appliances, you know the products, you know the science behind it, you know the layout and the planning.
So absolutely.
Just for listeners that are like, yeah, how can you design and not cook? You don't have to.
Absolutely. And you know, I find a lot of times people don't realize there's so much mathematics involved in interior design. And there is a mathematic equation in around the ergonomics of the body and how the body uses and how to utilize for best function a space. So I employ design mathematics to do all my crafting.
Yeah, and it's those relationships with those vendors, right?
Like, yes.
So you might see a neat thing on TV, and that's cool, but you actually have a relationship with the vendor where they're inviting you out to events and keeping you apprised of the latest technologies and the newest products.
I have some phenomenal reps who help me to maintain top knowledge, right? Knowing what's the latest, what's out there, how to utilize it. And I absolutely can wield many of these appliances. I love the new smart appliances that you can just operate from your phone. That type of thing is exciting to me because any way to make it easier to accomplish the task of, you know, preparing dinner or extending the life of your products in the fridge, those types of smart tech are exciting and really sexy to me.
Well, amazing, and I just wanted to clarify that for listeners because that's a major distinction. How can people find out more about you and your business?
Well, the best place to find me is online. I am available at www.charmainewinter.com. So it's C-H-A-R, M as in Mary, A-I, N as in Norman E, and Winter is W, Y like yellow, N like Norman, T like Tom, E, and R. So charmainewinter.com. You can also find me on Instagram. And for those of you hanging out on Clubhouse, I can be found there as well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on the Join In Crowd Business Podcast.
Oh, it's been my absolute pleasure. I've had a blast.
Thank you for tuning into the Join In Crowd Business Podcast. Remember to hit the share button and send this episode to a friend or a coworker. Did you like what you heard? Hit the like button and follow Join In Crowd on your favorite social media platforms. To feature your company on the Join In Crowd Business Podcast, simply create your free digital business card at www.joinincrowd.com. Then, reserve your podcast time slot at www.joinincrowd.club. Join In Crowd, digital business cards. Make friends. Grow your network. And stay connected. Sent with love from Join In Crowd.